This is the Dharma talk from หลวงพ่อทองใบประภัสสโร It's on the 1st September 2019. The basic foundation of the mind, which is can cut the stream of defilement and reach to the Buddha Dharma. In this foundation, we should have some factors that mean don't be negligent and you have to be stable. In the other words, that mean you must have mindfulness and have meditation at least 40%. Yes, this is be careful and stable for 40%. Or in Pali word, we call pariyat. Pariyat means study the doctrine of the Dharma, like learn from the textbook. But for the basic and foundation of the mind, we need to have mindfulness or sati, and we need to have meditation or samadhi. This is what we train first in the first month, and now in the second month of the rain retreat, which is we stay in the middle, we need to train the mind. To train the mind to be more peace and more bright. For 30%, we can check and correct our minds. You don't need to ask it from the other person. Because when you ask, you don't get the right answer. Because it's only yourself that know yourself. Be careful and stable. Make a strong foundation for you. And this seed will be a very strong foundation for enlightenment to reach to the truth of the Dharma. If you can not be negligent or stable at least 40%, so don't expect anything from this practice. Because it will waste your time. Or your time will be run out. But it's not about the time. But actually, it's useless. It's useless in every second that passing by. It's worthless. We cannot succeed with anything. Because we don't have negligent and stable. We cannot make it happen. So this is the foundation that we need to have. Stable and negligent. We need to have them because it will be a great foundation for us in the practice. But whoever don't have negligent and stable, don't dream, don't ask, because you fall to the hill of bad luck already. No matter what man or woman. This is the first door of the Dharma, which is the evident and permanent. Like when they build a tall building, they have to make sure that the ground or the foundation is firm and strong enough. So whatever that they put on top, it can be success. So thus, in the foundation of the mind, if you don't have mindfulness and meditation, then you will see that you will have two enemies will come. Which means you will have often anything that people do, talk, think, you feel is often. You don't like it. In Pali word, we call patika. And the other enemy is you have a negative thought. Whatever they do, they talk, they think, you hate it. and you have harmful thoughts. In the Pali word, we call payabhat, or revengeful. And then you cannot be successful in your practice. So therefore, the practitioner, 100%, they need to stay in this frame. Practice and feel often. And look bad with negative thoughts to the others. So don't dream, don't expect anything in this kind of practice, because you will be the one who have nothing in the hands. And this is the big obstacle in the practice, and the great foundation in the mind could not happen. It doesn't matter who you are, no exception. Yes, 40% that we need. Be careful and stable. Make it sharp, make it strong, make it tight. Because if you are careful, and restrain, then it support you to make the mind stable. It's like when the baby, when they start to walk, they need a handrail to catch, then they can walk properly and don't fall. And the same thing for the mind. If the mind always be careful, always be restrained, and then the mind can keep going. Later, the mind can be settled and be stable. So the first point is we need to be careful, restrain, then we can be stable. There are so many stupid people in this world that they become the slave of often. Whatever they do, they talk, they think, is always often, and always look in the bad way, with a negative thought to everyone. And then they make the danger to themselves. This is a bad luck or practitioner who practice and cannot achieve or have any enlightenment. The 40% is useless and become invalid man, invalid woman. You can see it right now. It's like a pot has a hole. The water get through that, cannot keep water. Or the ship have a hole, then the water can't get in. So it's like the water get in, get out like this. This kind of people, they practice, it cannot success with anything. Because if they don't have the taste of sila or morality, even though they know, but no, without sila, without morality, whatever they know is wrong, is not right. If they know in the wrong way, it could be possible to make it right. It cannot. Getting enlightenment must start from this. Don't dream that when I have a wisdom. If I have a wisdom, then I will have enlightenment. Don't dream about this. But if we can cut the stream of the offense and stream of the anger or revengeful, don't have negative thoughts to the after, then you will see the result, the outcome. Because be careful, it's like the golden place, which is bright and shine, and stable, it's like a needle that piercing deep inside. Then we won't have any offense to hurt or hurt, and we don't have any vengeful to burn our mind. So this is the way to cut the stream of the mind. But if you cannot do this, don't dream about this. So don't expect that, don't pretend that you will have it. Don't be fake. This is true or not, you can prove by yourself, don't need to ask from the others. That's why I tell you to shut up, close your mouth, don't talk, stay silent. Walk, know and see. Sit, know and see. Stand, know and see. Lay down, know and see. Because of this. But you know a lot. You know too much. But it's the wrong way, not in the right way. If you know and feel often, if you know you have the bad thought and feel it's burning in your mind, which means you know in the wrong way. It's not peace, it's not cool. Your mind doesn't have spark plug, or it's blind. Our mind need to be careful deeply and need to be stable deeply more than anything. It's like what I said before, you have to build the foundation very strong, very firm. It's like you build a tall building and the rest you can show it later. So this is the beginning of the practice that we can cut the stream of the defilement. But we need to make it completely first. Be careful and stable for 40%. Until you can trust yourself, confident in yourself, can ask yourself, can answer yourself, can bleach yourself and clean yourself. Because when it's wrong, if your mind be careful and stable, if any wrong thing happen in your mind, you will know immediately and exactly. Even just 1 millimeter, you will know it. How could we know that? We will know it clearly. It's obviously to see and know that. Because when the offense arise, the mind will know immediately. But if we always be careful in the mind, when the offense arise, you will see it come close, but it cannot harm you. You will see it just like the sign, but not like the real exactly the offense arise. And it will not come to attack or get in your mind. And it can extinguish or cease easily. But if we are not be careful, then the offense will come and stab in our heart. It will getting deep and deeper, and form offense will become the vengeful. It's hurt and burn inside. So that's why I told you, if you practice the Dharma in the wrong way, our mind will be the slave and become a perverse. The perverse of often and vengeful. This is not reached to the level of the rampage yet. because in the level of the rampage, that's inhaled already. If we want to catch the orphan, which is, we can say like, orphan is like the mystery thing in the mind. It's closed, it's hidden inside. But for the Buddha, everything is open. There is no hidden place, or mystery, or the secret in the mind. Mystery is the language for stupid people. Open or disclosed, this is the language of the enlightened one. Therefore, today we need to study two of this very well. Don't decide to see, don't decide to know. So the foundation of the mind, which is can cut the stream of the 5 men. If this is the tree, this foundation is like the root. The root that can bring the water to the tree. Because if we don't have orphan, if we don't have vengeful, so this is start that we become the pra-anakami. This is the family of the noble monk. It's like you put the spotlight on top, and then the brightness will shine and go down everywhere. So therefore, we need to realize that we do it right or not. Are we in the wrong view or the right view? Why we cannot have enlightenment? You can tell yourself if you know it clearly. Don't need to look at the mirror. But how come you tell yourself? You can tell by the stream of your mind. We can take a look from the foundation of the mind. When you take a look deep inside your mind, go deep and deeper. It's like you're diving under the water. Go deep and deeper. You will see this is the shallow. And next level is deep and deeper. In the deep level, the water is tight, firm, and no move. But in the shallow water, the water is moving with wave. If we can go deeper in the mind, with restraint and be careful and stable, go deep like that, like you're diving deep to the water. You will see that water is so clean, so pure, and no wave, no moving. Everything is stable in there. That's why in Pali word we call Samahito and Visuddho, which means meditation and purity. We need to have them deep inside the mind. Don't waste your time by sucking thumb and know nothing except orphan and vengeful. Don't suffer, don't torture yourself as you become a human right now. Because it's no point to be a human and be suffer and torture yourself. Because when you were born is nothing, when you live is nothing, and when you are gone is nothing. Don't think, because when you think, you don't know. But when you know, you don't think. So what kind of know that we're talking about? Know and stable. Know and clean. Know and pure. This is know that we need to have. It's clean and clear, unshakable and stable. All mind If it's always be careful and always stable, this mind will become the island. The island that the water cannot get in, the water cannot reach. Because it has no anger, no offense, no vengeful, so it's no water, it's no flood on this island. That's why the Buddha says, come to the place which has no water. You better come out from the water and go to the place which it has no water. So make it deep. Go deep and deeper in your mind, and then you will see a wonderful thing inside your mind. So if we go deeper and read to the deepest point in the mind, what will we see? You will see is the root of the morality, the root of sila. What is the root of sila? In Pali word we call hiri otapa, which is moral shame. Is it the strong core of the word be careful, hiri otapa? Because it stays deep inside the mind and it protects the mind all the time. So therefore the power or the strength of hiri otapa, the moral shame, it can support the mind to have enlightenment quicker. But mostly the practitioner in this day, they don't know about this. So when they don't know about this, they can get not through this. Sorry, they cannot get through this. So the deep foundation inside the mind, which is the clean and clear water, deep down there is the hiri otapa. That's why the noble person, a great man, they consume it, they take it. Because they see the great benefit of hiri otapa. Because we are considering every life that we live together, even though all life, we live without sin, without badness, without bad karma. Because we are ashamed to do that, we are scared to do that. That's why we call moral shame and scared to do sin. When the mind free from sin, therefore that mind is cool, is no hot and burn. Whatever you will talk, you will think, you will do, if you have hiri otapa as the foundation, it will be beautiful and elegant. So this is the mind of anakami. So now you know about this. Keep follow. So that's if we live deeply, we'd be careful, we'd stable, we live deep down inside. It's like you stay deep under the water. Yes, on the top, on the surface of the water, that could be the wind or the wave, or could be some person stir around the water. It could have the bubble or have the wave or make the water moving. But it's alright because it's only on the top of the surface. But you stay deep under the water, you have no problem. Because it cannot get deep to the water. In the deep of the water, stand still. So this is the great foundation of the mind, which is can cut the stream and can make enlightenment later. Yes, cut. Be cut by use hiri otapa. When we use hiri otapa to cut the stream of sin, cut the stream of bad deed. So the sin, the bad deed, the bad karma cannot happen, even though in the mind. So when the sin, the bad karma, the bad deed cannot happen, cannot arise in the mind, then you will see the pure nature of the mind will arise. It's so pure, it's so clean, it's so clear. That's why the noble monk says, a person who have Hiri Ottapa in the mind, the hell cannot arise in the mind of those person. And no fire of anger, no offense, no scar of vengeful. That's because this is a joyful mind, a fresh mind, a happy mind, a radiant mind. Because it's airy, it's empty, it's nothing, and no desire. And trust me, it's not difficult. If we do it, if we practice like this, it will be very difficult if we don't do it, if we don't practice like this. So now you understand this first point. So keep going, keep going, keep practice until you reach to the end of Hiri Ottapa, the moral shame. And this Hiri Ottapa will protect the world in your mind, the world in your heart. Because Hiri Ottapa will bring happiness to the world. That's why the noble person, they pray for acceptance to have Hiri Ottapa all the time. If you understand like this, you practice like this, when Hiri Ottapa happen, you will see the religions will arise. This is not religion of human, not a religion of animal, not the religion of the being, but it will be the true religion of the Dharma, which is greater and bigger than anything. Because even though the Buddha, he admit that the true religion is the Dharma, it's not himself. So now we take a look deep inside. Every hour, every minute, every second that passing by, can you find it deep inside your mind? Can you see it? Can you know it? Where is Hiri Ottapa inside your mind? Can you see anything hidden inside? What is cheating? What is deceiving inside your mind? Why you told me that you knew it already? You saw it already. Are you sure you have Hiri Ottapa inside your mind or not? This is right or wrong. Don't be the idiot and try to claim yourself that you are a smart person. So take a look inside the water. If the water not moving on the surface and the water stays still in the bottom, then you will see through everything in the water. You will see the sand, the rock, the gravel, the fish, everything inside the water, you can see it. Even the water is deep, like a few kilometers, but you can see it from the surface. So the mind, if the mind is pure and clean, no matter what, how deep it is, you can see it. No matter what, how high it is, you still can see it. No matter how deep inside, you know it and see it. That's why the Buddha says, birth is precious and death is fine because of this. Because if you birth like this and you die like this, it's really precious and fine. So this is the first beginning that we supposed to know, but we don't understand about this. But today, everyone must know about this. So, considering these two points, Patika often, Pajabat, the vengeful. So in the practice that I told you, be careful with mindfulness and stable, this is meditation. If you don't have the often and vengeful to come as the enemy, then you'll be careful, will success. You're stable, will achieve. it will fulfill everything. Because be careful and stable, this is the place of Hariottapa, or the moral shame they stay. This is the core of enlightenment. This is the main part of enlightenment. Then it will keep the mind, protect the mind, to be free from a slave of offense and vengeful. In the meanwhile, in this time, you can close the hell already. And then you start to have a little seed of the Sodaban arise in the mind. Therefore, this normal mind start to have the noble mind arising inside. It's not just the ordinary mind, but it changed to be the better mind, a good mind, the mind of good people. So this is the great treasure, which we can have it for free. And then we realize that our life, all the entire life, it becomes something very meaningful, have the essential, have the real taste of life. This life have the taste of noble life. And the taste of noble life, it cannot tell, cannot explain. It's like the soul and the tongue, or the soup and the tongue. Only a person who eat it can tell how it tastes. The mind that understand and see clearly can tell itself. So this is the way to practice and make the strong foundation for the mind, which can cut the stream and can make the mind read to the real Dharma. And now I will talk about the second point that we will practice, which is this is the second month of the rain retreat already. When the mind is bright and radiant already, because we train to let go, to detach everything, then the defilement has been reduced a lot. Then the mind has some phenomena. This phenomena is peacefulness, because it doesn't have defilement come to bother. And where is the peacefulness? So there is the brightness. Then you will see and realize how lucky you are. When I close my eyes and I see the human, 7 billion, and I look to the top, look higher to see the 6 heaven realms, or look even higher to the 26 Barmel worlds. And when I look down to the hell, 456 hells deeper inside, then I realize that they don't have chance, they don't have opportunity. They have no chance at all. Even the peaceful mind of Brahman world, but that kind of mind still sink and drown it under the defilement. Even though for the Deva, the angel, they still enjoy and consume sensual desire, they still love defilement. It's so different. It's not like the noble mind. It's so very peaceful. So what is inside this peacefulness? I can see it lovely in the word of peacefulness. In the words of the peacefulness, there is the enemy. The enemy which happened from the sensual satisfaction, the sensual lust, the sensual desire. This kind of enemy is weak. This kind of enemy cannot happen. This kind of enemy is cannot come because of the peacefulness. Because when the mind have this peacefulness, the sensual satisfaction, the sensual desire, the sensuous cannot butter. Even though when it arises, it could not be annoying. How come it cannot butter? Because when the mind stays in the peacefulness, the mind is not shaking. The mind is not afraid or terrified with that. The mind don't move. The mind don't open the door or the window to receive it. So this is the peacefulness. So in this moment, when the mind stay in the peacefulness, and this peacefulness is completely make sure I have the great system, which is free from all enemies already. Then in this moment, you will see that the mindfulness and the meditation will come. The mindfulness and the meditation will be like a traffic police, will tell you the way and protect you. Because the three enemies cannot come. And please remember, the enemies cannot come in your heart except you open your heart and let them in. But if you don't open your heart, you close your heart, they cannot get in. They cannot bother you if you don't be friend with them. It's like the sensuous satisfaction. If you have satisfaction in this kind of sensual pressure, for sure they will come. If you don't have satisfaction with them, they will not come. Or like the sensual craving. If you don't have any craving with this sensual pressure, they will not come. So it's all the sensual lusts. If you don't have love or passion about it, it will not happen, it will not come. So therefore we can separate the worlds. It's so different. So therefore in the second point of the practice for 30%, the mind will have the peacefulness because the mind don't have satisfaction in sensual pressure. The mind don't pay attention on that. Don't have any wish, don't have any desire in that. Don't love or have any passion in sensual pressure. Yes, and finally you will see the result. There is the sensual pressures, but the mind don't get involved. The mind don't engage with that. So it's no problem. So it's like there is suffering. The suffering is exist. But I don't get involved with them. The suffering don't get involved with me. And finally, it's fine, no problem. So this is the right practice. Practice for satisfaction. It's not practice for enjoyment. It's not like you are a ruffian or practitioner. So in the peacefulness, we have three levels of the peacefulness. The first level, we stay in the peacefulness, but still inside the sensual pressure. And the second level is stay in the peacefulness, but not in the sensual pressure, but still in the defilement. The sensual pressure and the defilement, they are different. Because sensual desire is like the desire or lust. But for defilement, it's like the darkness or jealousy. And the second point is the mind won't be sad or jealousy. As the Pali word, nimitta samadhi. In Pali word, we call animitta samadhi, which means the mind that free from sadness, free from jealousy. We have no sigh at all. Because in this level, the mind stay in meditation, which has no sigh. It's no place to hang or attach. Because it's clean and clear samadhi. So this is the second point. And the third point is, it can say like this is the highest of the samadhi or the supreme samadhi. We call sunyata samadhi or the meditation of the emptiness. It's empty. It's empty from whatever. It's empty from everything. No attached, no cling, no buy, no hang, no place to stay, no place to live. So this is the three level of peacefulness.